Well, hello, guys. Now, here's a news item that's got hardly any truth in it whatsoever. Not surprisingly, because it's about a femon. You know, guys, smoke and mirrors. This is a 32-year-old femon who has been living in Thailand for 4 years. And apparently once she was a millionaire. What a lot of poppycock. Maybe in her head. But she's been using her UK benefits, I guess, to survive in Thailand, which really isn't allowed. She's on benefits because she has 6 mental disorders. And she makes videos about being in Thailand, which of course is nothing new. Thousands of people do that. And apparently she has 16,400 followers. Well, that's not much. Well, it's more than I've got, but then again, I don't wear a bikini, do I? But apparently she's been arrested by the Thai police because she's overstayed, obviously. Because if you're going to stay in Thailand that long, you need a visa. And she ain't got one. Apparently she is a mother of a boy, but God knows where the boy is and who's looking after him. Now, the overstay can be at least 500 baht a day. So that's quite a bit of money. So she got herself into a pickle. And of course, there's going to be a GoFundMe page, obviously. But of course, it's all about her being in the Thai jail and the conditions she's living in. Of course, if this was a male, he would be left there to rot. But this is a femon who's actually got herself in the predicament herself. And now she expects everybody else to get her out of it. You know, it must be nice to be on benefits in the UK and be able to go to Thailand for a holiday for 4 years. I can't afford to go to Thailand right now and I'm working. But she's a femon with mental issues. They all have. This one actually gets paid for having them. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. And the benefit she's getting is more money than I was getting when I was actually regularly working. That's not right, is it? Anyway, another femon and another scam. You take it easy, fellas.